beginning this evening in as simple a way as you can, just landing here in the room together from the busyness of our day. Nowadays I do this a lot kind of by looking around, taking in the space, seeing who's here. If you happen to, you know, meet eyes with a friend, or a new friend, or a stranger, that's okay, right? You say hi to the people that are here. And there's this strange beauty to this practice of sitting together in silence, stillness. It's a kind of choreography. We come together. Often we think of meditation practice as something that is just involves the internal process of each of us. But then everyone knows almost immediately upon actually doing it that it's much easier together than alone. So there is actually something real about that. What happens in your heart or your body or your sense of well-being in the world when you find that you have arrived again, or for the first time perhaps in a circle of people sitting? And then as we arrive and sense who's here and where we are, where and when it is, this exact group, Tuesday night, mid-autumn 2018, election night, California, Berkeley, coast, Ohlone land, Turtle Island, Earth, North America, America. Your spot in the circle, your cushions, your clothing, your body itself as a kind of place, as a real place, maybe the only most intimate place we live. Coming into your place, as you start to feel the body in this place, in this time, attention might drop inward, eyes closing. Before we chant, just swirling into the experience of bodily life. The feeling body, the breathing body, the aching or grieving body. The celebrating body. The body hungry or sated, tired or awake. We begin our meditation with the chants that inscribe two basic foundations of Buddhist practice. One, the remembrance of the qualities of the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. And then the going for refuge to those qualities, those entities. Right, a refuge is a place. The word refugee suggests fleeing from somewhere unsafe, trying to attain a place that's safe. May all the refugees find safety. So we go for refuge. It's a way of both admitting that we are a kind of refugee in the world, even if we have a place, materially speaking. We seek a safer home, a more reliable refuge, a less dangerous home. Buddhism is the religion of existential terror, and the path to the resolution of that terror in profound arrival and safety. So we'll start with the chants of refuge and then open into the precepts, the guidelines for action in the world and in relationship. The way we chant these here, we'll sing the Pali, speak the English together, just going all straight through together on the front side of the chant sheet. And I'll just encourage you, if you're new to this practice, to sing along, not worry about the notes or the words, but to contact the concepts in the chant partly through the mind and partly through just saying the words. You can also just sit in silence, continuing to drop into this body, this place, this time, this evening, together. Honoring the triple jewel, homage, and going for refuge. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagavan Buddham Bhagavantam Abhivademi Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammam Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sangham Namami. The Blessed One is accomplished and fully self-awakened. I bow to the Blessed One. The Dhamma is well taught by the Blessed One. I bow to the Dhamma. The Sangha of the Blessed One has practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Namo tassa bhagavato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Homage to the blessed, accomplished, and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the blessed, accomplished, and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the blessed, accomplished, and fully self-awakened one. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammang saranam gacchami, Sanghang saranam gacchami, Duriyampi bodhang saranam gacchami, Duriyampi dhammang saranam gacchami, Duriyampi sanghang saranam gacchami, Tatiyampi buddhang saranam gacchami, Tatiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami, Tatiyampi sanghang saranam gacchami, Ti saranagamana nititam. I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A second time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A third time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I have gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. So we come into chanting the lay precepts or the guidelines for ethical action for non-monastics. We remind the psyche that in the face of the constancy, seemingly, of grasping and fear and aversion, confusion, delusion, doubt, we, especially when we don't know what to do or how to act, we have this fallback or this foundation or this shining light guiding us forward called the promise of impeccable action. And that action somehow can become the entire path. That to act in a way that brings healing to ourselves and others in the world, rather than harm, does, in a certain way, the entire process of unbinding us from suffering, from grasping, which is always a violence of some kind. So we ring in our hearts the bell of the action guidelines, non-harming, not taking that which isn't offered, wise use of sexuality, speech, and intoxication. Orienting toward our own highest ideal, with profound forgiveness for every part of ourselves that surrounds that ideal, close to it, or very far from it. May we all find our way. May all beings be cared for by our actions as best we can. Anati pata veramani sikapatam sammadihami adinadana veramani sikapatam sammadihami kame sumichachara veramani sikapatam sammadihami Musavada veramani sikapatam sammadihami Suramiraya manjapamadatana veramani sikapatam sammadihami Idam me silam agapalanyanasa pachayo. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to protect life. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to take only that which is offered to me. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to express my sexual energy wisely. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to speak the truth with kindness. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to abstain from intoxicants that cloud the mind. Through the discipline of ethics, may I realize the path and fruit of practice. For the recollections, just the encouragement to speak these phrases and stay in touch with the body as much as we can. These are the reminders of bodily life, embodied reality. I am of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond aging. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will be separated from me. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever action I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. Simple way of thinking about the discipline of meditation is that we turn toward or connect ourselves to the direct experience of being here. We do that in an ever simpler way. We take stillness, we reduce sensory input a little bit. Not completely. We simplify the thought stream by connecting our attention to something like the experience of breathing or the rise and fall of sounds or just the sense of the body in a general way sitting. It doesn't matter what we connect with. But to attain a refuge partly means to stop running for a little while and drop into a different kind of nourishment. Much of what we are a refugee from are the habitual and ancient waves of feeling and thought that move through us, through our families, through our communities and cultures. And all the confusions of property and identity, social role, shame, obligation, wanting to be different, better, wanting to not suffer, wanting of so many kinds, fear of so many kinds. That's the violence at home we are fleeing. Even if we have the privilege to not be fleeing from physical violence, relational violence. After the basic refuges of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, which can hold us even if the mind is a wild mess. And then the next layer of refuge in the precepts, which will hold us even if the mind is a mess. The reminders in the recollections, and all of the view teachings about the nature of this existence with its pain and pleasure all stirred up. All of that that we chant our way through to build a foundation leads to this subtle present moment refuge. When the mind settles into presence with anything that's happening right now, and the stream of anxious thought subsides, is interrupted, pauses. It some moments there. It takes a few moments sustaining that stillness internally. Try for 10 or 20 seconds to start with, really settling consistently there. There's tea across the boutique.
Thank you.
Yeah. Steadiness of the mind in meditation can become very pleasurable, easeful, sweet. I think part of what's sweet about it is a kind of relief. Like you're at a noisy party and you just suddenly notice how loud it is, and you walk out into the yard, into the night air, and it's quiet, and the silence hits you like a tremendous relief, and then you relax into it for a while. So we'll sit in silence together. Mind takes up its songs again. Really, you can listen or not, sing along or not. But the invitation is that there is something available to you, like a gift, always. So close by. This deep silence, openness, calm. As Eliot says, the still point at the center of the turning world. And oh, the world is turning. We'll sit together in the middle of it for a while.